Now we want to head to Texas. Peggy is on the line. Peggy, thanks so much for being with us here on the Today's Home on a Radio Show. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What's going on there? You having a little challenge here?
I am. I'm having what I'm calling a primer fail. I'm not sure what happened. Okay. Not sure where to start.
Okay.
But I followed all of the directions I could find at all of the websites, multiple websites, and it's still sticky after a week of having painted it.
So you put the primer on, and what is it, walls, trim, cabinets? What do you have?
So I'm starting with the bathroom cabinets. I moved here about a year ago. I cleaned them with Dawn and a green pad, hot water. I sanded. And I vacuumed, and I cleaned again with alcohol to make sure there's nothing left. Waited several days, and then I put the primer on, and it's still sticky. And it's been 8 days now.
Oh, boy.
This is an oil-based? I assume it's a latex base, right, Peggy?
So it says it's acrylic.
Yeah, that's latex.
Right. It's oil.
Yeah, that's latex. And what kind did you use? Do you not remember?
I do. It's called Fresh Start.
Okay, Benjamin Moore. Yep.
Primer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just painted our... I'm very familiar with Benjamin Moore primers and paints because I just painted our kitchen cabinets. It's a great product, by the way. Now this is a wood cabinet door?
It is. It had like a pickled finish. I don't know what that is exactly,
okay. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm sure it had varnish on it.
Yeah, stain and then some kind of lacquer or varnish or something, yeah. Well, it sounds like you did everything you need to do, and it's latex. It certainly shouldn't take more than an hour or two to dry, even if it's really humid out. I'm not sure what to tell you, so it's still tacky, the primer.
Right, so if I push on it, not just if I touch it, it's somewhat dry, but if I push on it, it's tacky.
You leave a fingerprint behind. Yeah, yes. You leave a fingerprint behind.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you're smart to not to wait and not do anything else because you can't apply anything over that. I mean, the only reason that I can think of, I mean, you can call Benjamin Moore. I'm sure they have a hotline. Leave him a email or see if you can get a hold of someone. The only reasons I know that primer doesn't dry or any paint doesn't dry, even paint doesn't dry, is that there's super high humidity or you applied it so thickly that it just can't dry. But I'm sure you didn't do that. And even after this amount of time, you think even if the humidity was high, you're in Texas, I guess it might still be warm down there.
What about the mixing of the primer? Were you careful about shaking it up or stirring it real good? Is there any possibility that there could have been separation in that primer before it was used?
So I had just received it the day before, and I had color put in it. So I know it was shaken then, and then I stirred it, before I painted it.
Right. So you tinted it.
Uh-huh.
You had it tinted toward the finished color, the final color.
Yeah. Correct.
Now, is this, you find it tacky, is that tacky on every place you applied the primer, on every door or every surface?
It is, and it's even on the paint stick, because someone suggested maybe the alcohol would have made it not stick or whatever. And
right.
I wondered if the paint can go bad. I don't know if that's even... if it was never opened.
No, that would be pretty rare.
Well, generally from a, it's usually when you have freeze or you have cold or any situation or very rarely have any a bad batch, if you will. Usually that's just where the makeup of the paint is separating. And that way it doesn't dry, it doesn't cover well, it may, have other problems on there. It's pretty rare. I mean, a lot of times when these kind of situations happen, it is because somebody using old paint that's been maybe, gotten cold and separated and so forth. But with this scenario, the only thing I would know, it seems like I talk about fans all the time, and you would think putting a fan on something after 8 days, it wouldn't necessarily help. But that would be the thing that I would do first, is I would just put a fan, any kind of little box fan or anything, directed straight at that just so that it gives it the best opportunity to dry completely. And that may allow it to harden and so that you can move forward. But that's a tricky one. And what Joe suggested on the Benjamin Moore hotline, that may be a great idea just to see, because I'll bet others have had the same type of problem, and it may be very simple. But you all almost have a stumped here because that is a tough one.
I think I'm at the point where I'm going to have to sand it or strip it. So then my next issue is what kind of stripper do you use on a vertical surface?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I would take the doors off because that's the way to do it.
Yeah, take the doors off, be a lot easier.
Right.
I mean, there are a number of very passive type of strippers that sometimes work very, very well, especially with a newly applied paint. I always, you know, when I go to the home center to pick up some type of stripper like that, I usually buy two or three. Also, you know, two or three small cans because a lot of times this one will work perfect on one project and not on the other because of the makeup of the finish. So, you know, and I know we used one recently to strip it down a table that was a citrus-based type of stripper that was not very caustic. And, boy, it worked great. I mean, it just worked perfect. And you didn't need the more aggressive type stripper. And I would bet that that would be sufficient for what you're working with there.
So you think that wouldn't just strip to the floor? Because I've used the citrus strip on a door, but it was flat.
Yeah.
My cabinet boxes, you know, vertical, so I don't.
A lot of this is pretty thick. A lot of this, you can actually get a gel stripper that is you know, thick, and that's good for the vertical surfaces. But as Joe mentioned, I would certainly take the cabinet doors back off so that it just works easier for you.
Hey, Peggy, can I offer you one other possible solution is before you get disconnected, give the producer your email address. I have a contact at Benjamin Moore, and I'll contact her and with your question. And if I can get an answer, or even if I don't, I'll email you back, or I'll have her email you directly. How about that?
Okay, sounds good.
That's good, Joe. Well, thank you very much. Sorry we couldn't give you a more conclusive answer, but we'll keep chasing it, and Joe can help you out on that contact and find the best way to go on it.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, thank you, Peggy, and hope everything that problem gets behind you. That is very frustrating.